One of the easiest things to do for most people is to quit. It's to quit, and it's not uncommon every single day to be a person who quits something every single day. You know, people would be shocked. They say, well, how is it even possible to quit something every day? Well, it's pretty simple. If you're somebody and you listen to this and you go, well, you know, how is that possible? Okay, well, you're doing the dishes and you start and you don't finish. You just quit doing the dishes. It was that simple. You couldn't finish the task, so you just didn't finish it. So I'm a skills coach. That's like we started with a plan, and then we went through halfway through the workout. We didn't finish the workout, so we quit the workout. You're playing in a basketball game. You know, your team's down 10, and you're like, oh, it's over. You know, you just don't play as hard. You quit. You're at practice, and you're getting a little tired, and you don't run as hard as you can. That's quitting. And we are in this society where we're like blending all these things. It's 2021, so I'm going to really upgrade myself while I try to upgrade you. The biggest problem we have in 2021 is we got a lot of people who are living in this society, and they say, you should do it this way. You should do it that way. No, you don't need to do it that way. You can do it this way. No, that way's not right. Do it this way. So you got all these people pulling, and hey, you got even someone like me who's speaking, and you're like, well, what's this guy going to tell me what to do? No, that's the point of my conversations, are never to tell you what to do. My conversation is to tell you what not to do. You know, don't do these sort of few things, and then yes, live your life the way you want to live it. It's really easy for me to have this conversation on quitting because I quit many a times. You know, it's a very common for me to have this conversation with someone and be able to motivate them and inspire them, because I'm sitting here looking in the mirror while talking at them going, look, you don't want to transfer out of this program. You don't want to just give up on yourself. You know, part of the conversation today is not going to be about just quitting a job or just quitting a team or just, you know, quitting in a relationship. A lot of it's going to be about not quitting in life. And you're going to learn a few things today on why I think you could get by more in this society if you have a plan. You know, there's some people that quit in life by keeping the same job over and over. You know, they go to work every day. They hate the job. They can't stand it. They make the same money every single week. They're frustrated. They're down. And it ruins their personal life. It ruins their relationship. It ruins so many things because they basically said, look, I guess I'm just content with this and I'm just going to show up. And just showing up is quitting too sometimes, guys. And I don't think some of the older generation could hear this and say, wow, you know, that's not true. You know, my father would hear that and say, that's definitely not true. And I come from two parents, by the way, that were some of the hardest workers, if not the hardest workers I've ever met and been around in my life. My father was a truck driver for a zillion years. He was a union truck driver. He did great. He provided a life for me and my brother that was unbelievable, and I had the best life growing up. I embraced it, and I was able to be wildly successful because I had great parents. My father was the hardest worker I knew. My mother was one of the hardest workers I knew. She cleaned houses for a zillion years. And I know for a fact there's no way every single day that she liked scrubbing toilets. There was just no way. But that was her way of making money, providing. I've worked essential jobs, not essential jobs. I have to do that until I can get to the point where the things I'm doing right now, and when you're listening to me, you say, okay, that's my life. That's my career. But right now, no. That's not the case. One of the things that younger people are, you know, I watched something the other day. I had a peer group where we were all talking about something. And it was so perfect because we got a lot of young people in this group. And we also have people my age in the mid-30s. And then we got people in the older generation in their 50s. So their way of thinking is much different than the younger generation. And it's this constant tug of war. Younger people in this country are going to push us to the next level. They are the most important people in this process. So if you're a younger person listening to this, I think you'll get invaluable lessons. One of the things that young people struggle with is they're so visual. So they see something on the internet, they see a post, they watch something, they see someone wildly successful, and they think, that's what I want to do. In the hell with working, I'm just going to do this every day, and I'm just going to be rich, and I'm going to be popular, and everyone's going to love me, and my life's going to be great. And it just never happens that way. You're going to have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And what that means is sometimes you're going to have to work a job you don't like. And then when you get home from that job that you just hate, and I could imagine hands raising who hates their job. There's a lot of hands that, boom, me, I hate going to work. I don't even like what I do. You're going to have to do that. And then on your downtime, start creating. Start going after the things you love and you want. Start creating a monster inside you that says, I am going to be really who I want to be. I'm going to go after those things. Quitting and never giving up. You know, you're battling those two things. Quitting means, okay, I'm not going to work and do something I don't want to do because I just want what I want. And then you have nothing. Because it takes a long time to be successful and be self-employed or do something you love to do and be successful doing it. It takes years and years and years of hard work. So you're going to have to be able to provide during that process. So in this peer group, I'm getting to the main point. Some of these people, they live with their mom and dad. They live with someone else. They don't have anything that can help them provide for themselves because they're so focused on just what they want to do. So you got to get to that point where you're willing to do some things you don't like to do, and then on your downtime, doing the things you love and trying to build up your brand. We're going to talk a lot about branding today, and what you can do to build up your brand, what you can do to sell, and also what you can do during the process of finding yourself and becoming the best version of yourself. So the quitting part is basically, you know, a lot of people, like I said, they quit every day. Basically, they're doing something in their business, and they don't finish the project they had in mind. Or they do something at work and they don't finish the job that day. And it becomes a cycle of constant searching. You know, I did a piece not too long ago and it was about basketball players. You know, you've got your stars, who everyone knows them, and they probably get the first things handed to them because they're just so talented. And those people aren't always the most successful. And then you get the searchers. And the searchers are people that are constantly trying to find something that they can get to make them more successful. That's not a bad place to be, but you don't want to search and search and search and not stick it out. And then you get your last group of people who are the scramblers. They're just scrambling around and they have no plan and they just have no clue what they want. And they don't have the work ethic to be able to be that star one day they want to be. So I know that's like a lot of information for you, but I'm going to make it real simple for you. If you're somebody and it's like, it's going to take you some time, embrace that process and say, look, this is going to take time, but if I don't quit every day and I just work at it every single day, it's going to add up. It's going to add up and work for me. So there's some really good stuff today, and I think this will be one of those things that will guide you forward. And so I'm not going to just be a guy who talks and talks and talks. I like to talk. I like to inspire. But I'm going to give you some keys today when we leave on this short show that I think will really help you. So number one, this is great for people who are still trying to find themselves, still trying to find the best version of themselves, somebody who is not content with where they are. So this is probably a piece for most of you who are super, super inspired and motivated. And if you're not in that category, I think this will help you as well. If you're someone who's just lost, you can definitely take this. Number one, of course, you have to find what you love and find something that you love that you're good at. Because a lot of times people just want the fame, but they're not good at what they're trying to search for. You know, it'd be like me saying, I want to be an artist one day, and I've done no time in music. I've done no writing. I don't listen to music. I don't know and that's not me trying to deflect you guys from wanting to start a new path. If you have a passion for something that you don't typically do or you're not talented enough at yet, you can start over. But I think you got to find something that you're super good at, you're super talented with, and something you're super passionate about. So you found that. That's the key number one. Find something you love that you're passionate about, but you're good at. Once you have done that, Now you get to the next key, and that's learning more about it. You have to listen to learn, learn to listen. You got to, okay, this person, this mentor of mine is really good at what they do. It's the same passion that I have. What did they do to become successful? You learn from others. Typically, if you're a younger person, you learn from someone older who's been through the grind, they've been through the process. Like, yeah, buddy, it's hard. I mean, it is hard every day. I wanted to be a basketball player. That meant 8 hours a day sometimes grinding it in my driveway, getting better at skills every single day. If I wasn't working on the court every single day, I was watching the game, doing something to get better at this passion I had. That was the sport of basketball. So you found the passion. You're pretty good at it. You're learning from others. It gets to the third key, which was the beginning process of all of this, and that's just never giving up. And never giving up means just continue to find a way to make it work. This quitting part is hard because you don't want to do something forever that you don't like to do. That's bad for your mental health. But during that process of doing the things that you don't like to do, of course, you're building up your passion. You're building up yourself to be able to move on in life. But it's tricky, isn't it? It's so tricky because you get a lot of things thrown at you that have nothing to do with any of the things we talked about. Family stuff, relationship stuff, car breaking down. Just had that happen recently to myself. All these distractions, all these struggles, all these frustrations is typically why people quit. It's not that they don't love what they do or they have a passion for something or they want to strive to be the greatest person they possibly can in the field they choose. It's the other things. It's the family stuff. It's the negativity with their friends. It's the bad relationship. It's all those things that usually make someone quit. I started transferring in basketball because I started dealing with mental health issues. I couldn't get over them. So my biggest thing was I should have built a passion for learning more about mental health, which I've done now. Years later, I finally figured it out. All these times of struggle and not being able to push through my distractions, I learned it was the mental health aspect that was killing me. It wasn't the ability to do well in my field. It was the ability to not throw away the distraction or fight through them and just not quit and never give up. That was the biggest thing that I struggled with. So these are just so important keys to your life. And I want to end on this today because I think this is so invaluable. You know, people talk about you have one life to live. You know, you obviously want to have faith. A faithless person is a payless person. I would say that it's my new saying. If you're a faithless person, you're a payless person because that means you're not going to be able to do anything. If you have zero faith and you just run around in your life, you'll have no ability to be able to create anything. You'll be creating with no passion, with no faith. You'll just be creating and you'll be simply existing in a life and a society that so allows that. That's the one thing with this society that's the worst is we so allow that. We just allow people to live with zero passion, zero faith. As long as you create something and throw it out there, we'll listen to it, we'll look at it, and that's great. I call that purposeless content. You know, purposeless content actually allows you to get a ton of followers sometimes. That's like this new thing. We all know it. You say something crazy on the internet. You post something outrageous. You do something that's ridiculous. And sometimes a lot of people seem to like it. We seem to have gotten to this world of pointless content. But it never becomes successful in the end. You vanish and you fizzle away. Purposeful content would be you posting, you doing something you have a passion for, you doing something that can create inspiration for others. You're posting, you're doing something that can inspire the next level of people. And those are the people that are always the most successful in this country. I hope you like this today. Look, I think that we're going to do a lot more of these shows. I'm blessed and thankful to even be here. But that's not enough for me. My goal is always to lead, direct, inspire, and also, of course, better myself. This isn't even a motivational tactic for you. This is how do we all get better together. Thanks for tuning in, Life and Ball Podcast.